Okay.
Over 11.
That would be end of the month.
Oh, end.
So then, like, the next guard mm-hmm. goes up on the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the all weekend is when to when?
Next weekend.
Okay. Sorry?
The 21st. Yeah.
And the evening?
No, he has a piece. I haven't really.
So you can sit with that bar?
Yeah,
somewhere that's showing right now.
At least sock it in.
And it sounds like it's rotated.
Yeah, that's what I had, but I wasn't sure.
You have to tell her.
I think so.
Send out the invitation to the bar. To everyone. I went to Chris this last time.
Hmm?
That was fun.
Where it was far from?
Shelby's.
Okay.
Yeah. It's being recorded now.
The meeting hasn't started, though.
Ever
have not. The time is 5:42 p.m. and I'm calling to order the September 11th, 2025 meeting of the Public Art Committee in session. We will proceed with the roll call.
With no public present, my name is Amber Evans, and I'm the secretary, and I'll start the roll call. Ron.
Here.
Say your name in full.
Oh, Ronald Davis here.
Thank you. Erica.
Erica Nunez, present.
Mike.
Michael Haggerty, here.
David Rather Beaver, present.
Vicky Joe.
Vicky Joe.
Rick.
Not a forest, present.
Corinne.
Corinne Walker.
And Judy.
Judy Wetter here.
Congratulations. I think since Eric has been on the pack, this is the first time you've been full body.
Woo-hoo!
So you haven't met each other. I think you've all met each other, but this first time you all get to be in the same place at the same time. Almost like a retreat. And Carrie, for the record, you introduce yourself.
I'm Carrie Vadney. Steven Rudo.
No public comment was received.
Okay, great. So we'll move on to the approval of the August 14th, 2025 regular meeting action minute. Anyone like to make a motion or have any amendments?
I can approve as is. There a second?
Second.
So if there's no discussion, I'll take a roll call vote. Salma? Now you've just
yes. Okay.
Yes. Yes or no? Ron?
Yes.
Erica?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Vicky Joe?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Sarin?
Yes.
Yes.
Now we can move on to our action item. And on to 5.1, the selection panel composition for the 2025 purchase.
Yeah, so there are five members of the selection panel for the purchase award. Traditionally, the PAC makes recommendation on three of those. And two are recommended by either the city or the Emeryville Celebration of Arts. So the Emeryville Celebration of Arts has recommended that Gwen Swastwusa be on the panel, and that Tava Masi, who's been on the panel many times, so I hope Gwen, my understanding is Gwen will, does intend and is available to be on the panel, and then Kava would just and then for the city, I was actually thinking that we might see how the recommendations for the panel work out, because there is, as we look at having diversity on the panels, there might be an opportunity to fill, to reflect some of that diversity on the staff position. So we might swap up who serves versus who's an alternate, because both of the staff people are very excited to be on it. But we can swap that around. Something to think about, so I might mix and match depending on your recommendations tonight. For the outside professional, there is a woman named Kristen Cobbs who has done, you have her agenda in your packet. She's done some very creative things, had contacted myself a couple of years ago, had wanted to see if there was opportunities for her to serve as a consultant. We've been limiting as post-COVID, the city's budget has been tighter, our consulting opportunities, but I told her maybe be on panel and meet people, and she said, that sounds great. She got COVID last year when she was going to serve and wasn't able to, but is now excited to potentially serve. And Rowan Geiger is a new consultant to the city. Is working, and you don't have to be a consultant to the city to be on. That's how I came to know her. She just completed a conservation review of all of the city-owned public artworks. So she is perhaps more familiar with our artworks in the collection than anyone else, if that recommends her. She also has expertise in doing museum work and has a restorer and a conservationist by trade, has an extensive resume. So very different resumes, both bring exciting elements to the panel. It can be any of you, but by practice, the PAC has typically had a new member and not had a member who's in the show. A member in the show could be on it. It just seems like, you're kind of swimming in both waters. And, and of course, the panel cannot select any work that is for now. I should say this. Probably for the foreseeable future, though the city council did have consideration. And it was an exception that there will be. This is, I'm making this more confusing.
I couldn't hear with that motorcycle or bike.
So, ineligible for purchase will be members of the PAC, their spouses or partners, people who are not selling work. People who have been purchased by the city in the last 5 years through the purchase award. That will be made clear to everyone on the selection panel. So any of you could serve on it because you wouldn't be able to select your work anyway. But I know a curator for the show last year didn't want to be in the professional position because she just felt like she'd got to know all the artists and they could get on. Respect that. And so in that context, I was thinking David had recently agreed to be on a committee that hasn't been convened. So I thought maybe it would be a time to step up to that.
Sure.
Erica is the newest member, but served on the bus shelter. So I don't know. And it's a very busy time. I know by reputation. then I had heard Vicki Jo nominated. So I don't know if there are other nominations, but it's really for you as a body to make your nominations. And based on people's schedule, this, I should have said, is October 2nd. And it would be 9 to 1 with lunch. Lunch will be provided.
What day is that?
A Thursday. So it'll be the morning of the PACS meeting that evening, and the opening will be the very next day. Mm-hmm.
So is there only one person from the PAC on the committee?
It is only one person. The bus shelter has two PAC people.
No, but I think
the bus shelter had two, and the purchase award has always had one that I know of because it's always had somebody from the Celebration of the Arts in the 12 years that I've been doing it, and so that kind of would take the spot of a second PAC person if you were to have an odd panel. There was a year when there were no PAC members available, I think, for both the bus shelter and the purchase ward, and so the outside art consultants were expanded. But they were not in that position tonight. And then for community members, Diane Martinez, who was previously on the council and now on the planning commission, had been the alternate and is eager to do it this year. Jordan Wax, who is on the planning commission, the chair, and also the liaison to the Park and Rec Committee. So he's been involved in both the wayfinding and the Rotten City Photograph Sculpture and the 40th Project have all been projects with him. He's been involved in workshops regarding those. And then Brooks Jessup, I think, was on the Wayfinding Subcommittee from the DPAC, but I don't. What committee are they on now? Brooks. He's on one of the cities. They're all civic-minded people, eager. Often I send out something like 10 people and say, hey, do you want to do this? And this is the short list that has responded. A couple of years behind the back, I've said, if you guys could go out into the world and ask for folks, that would be great. Maybe, maybe, I think you always say I ask too late. So maybe the homework is now to ask people that would be interested next year so that I could solicit them. Like, this is the reminder to maybe.
What's the number of panels?
It is a total of 5.
Okay.
So it's a 1 city staff member.
1 member of the celebration. Excuse me.
1 member of the Celebration of the Arts Board. A PAC member. An outside arts professional. And I'm looking for, you're welcome to discuss as you are, make sure that those nominations are there for the PAC members. And then I'm looking for a motion for the professional, the PAC member, the communicating representative that will be brought with the city staff person and the Celebration of the Arts member to the And then it'll be brought to the city manager who will finalize, and then they'll meet again Thursday, October 2nd from 9 to 12. There will be a tour included to go see the sites, such as the Senior Center and ECCL, where people may be less familiar, but there are locations of Rangers Field.
So, can you guys come on Tuesday?
Thursday.
From your work?
Yeah.
Thursday morning.
I have volunteered time off.
Yeah, you
did.
Yeah. He's really good. Is there any of the 3 that are not available or not?
Get spicy. Rock, paper, scissors.
Who wants it more?
Who wants it more?
We like you both very much.
Pick a number.
How about you want to do it again? You did a great time.
Fun. And now I know how to, navigate it. So, but if you all want to try it out.
Kind of a bit.
Sorry.
I think you haven't been on any committee yet.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to step up and throw my hat in, but if this is not the ideal opportunity, I'm happy to wait.
This is the one and done, so it's kind of the easiest to do this.
And I'd really like to.
the next one is coming up, the big grant one.
Right. The visual art grant is the next one. But it will not be as much of a beast as it previously was because we will only be doing that.
Yes.
That's the one that.
And look at his face. And the midnight.
Well, because it was very long, but we are not in 2026 coupling this with community promotions grant. So it will be, yes, I mean, it'll probably be a long meeting because we funded it for $122,000. So there's at least 7 grants. So, there could be 30 applicants for 7
grants. There's going to be a lot of applicants.
Right. But we could also talk about, a 2-step process, right? Like there could be a screening before everyone, rather than everyone.
Presenting. That's a good idea. So they don't have to be there until midnight.
Yeah.
You can also do bad
outreach.
Well, they combined like
the workshop in the beginning?
It was a very long session, but there were
over 20 applicants for community promotion grants and over 30 applicants for the visual art grants, and so there was something like 50.
They present it all, but then you have to deliver. Yeah, you have to, and then you kind of like piecemeal some of the funds out.
And that's the other thing, is that the decision could be put on a later meeting, right? It could be a presentation that's done. And then, okay, we're going home. Good night. You know, and then come back. That can be hard because it's maybe hard to remember, but that's another possibility. Anyway, that is not what is before you tonight.
Okay.
Tonight is the purchase award, which is a preview of the show ahead of everybody else, one morning, and then over lunch discussing recommendation for purchase and two alternates. The process is really in your pack. So, looking for recommendations for the PAC, the community representative, and the outside consultant. And we're looking for two people in both cases, right? Who do you recommend to be on the panel, and who do you recommend for an all?
Do you have
two of those cases, we have more people than spots. So.
Well, I like the architect, but he's a very nice person.
That's the one you don't have any vote on. Sharon's already given me the name.
Oh, Rose.
You have to respect what folks have gotten it, but had COVID.
What?
The lady that was an author.
Yeah.
I think she should. I mean.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And she had an op. She would have done it, but got COVID, so.
With Rowan as the alternate. Okay, great. And
David.
And Turin, are you willing to step back on?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, everybody should get a chance.
Yes. I've done it.
I've done it.
I love the chance.
And then, Erica, did you want to be alternate, or would you prefer Turin?
I have a lot to do for arts and culture.
So what?
I'll be the alternate.
Okay.
I have a wedding that weekend.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know.
Like your own wedding? No. I'm getting married that day, but.
Well, that was just up in Diane Martinez.
Diane. She actually came to one of the panels as an alternate, and then we're like, oh, our person showed up too, and so she left. So.
Yeah. She's an art.
Judy, you're nominated.
She's a videographer.
I don't know. The alternate would be, I don't know who to say for the alternate.
Brooks.
Yeah, I don't know either of them, so. Does anybody have a recommendation for them? So Brooks, I guess.
Brooks.
So we're all set?
We are all set.
Look.
What? The community was Diane Martinez with Brooks as the alternate.
City? Mm-hmm.
The city, the staff will recommend that.
And who's outside art professional?
Would be Chris Copps with Rowan as the alternate.
Okay, the top.
So the one on the right on the top, the one on the far right middle, and the one in the middle. Glenn, and I'm thinking Stephanie will be joining them. But it might be Sharon. We have this new finance director, his name is Sharon. And it creates such confusion. It's a woman, but her last name is like Frederickson, It's not the easiest, so like remembering to make sure to say Sharon Fredrickson so that people know we're not talking about Sharon Wilshire. And and I'm not saying just for me, I mean throughout the whole city. And so it's very notable that people are confused. I am looking for a motion for Chris Karops as the outside professional with Rowan Greger as the alternate. David as the PAC member, Turin as the alternate. Diane Martinez as the community member, and Brooks Jessup as the alternate. Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Judy has the motion. And a second?
Second.
Look at you jumping in there. Okay. So, and is there any discussion, or shall I go to a roll call vote?
Roll call vote.
Donna? Ron?
Yes.
Erica?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
David?
Yes, or do I have to abstain?
You can joyously vote for yourself. Vicki Jill?
Yes.
Yes.
Turin?
Yes.
And Judy?
Yes.
Excellent.
So.
Do you want to announce the second item?
Oh, sure. So, consideration of neighborhood conversion.
You as a body, not necessarily you as individuals, but the PAC, in August of 2023, made a motion to remove all of the sculptures under I-80, store them, and then place them between the columns closest to traffic so that they could get out from behind the fences under I-80. But this was not an ideal solution because it was going to put the back of the works towards the path. They were going to be kind of crowded, they'd be close to traffic, but they'd be sandwiched between the sidewalk and the new path that's being placed. What's precipitating this is both the less than ideal positioning of them behind fences, nobody liked that, but also MTC is coming through and putting a path that is running right through two of the sculptures as it's proposed. The artists were very concerned about the placement that was less than ideal. Lulu Stanley, who is not present but working with Vicki Jo, indicated that would be not an acceptable alternative. But the PAC's taken action, so we're going to need to bring it back to them as bodies. Let's do that. And then we met with Public Works on a couple occasions. Myself with Public Works, and the artists with myself at Public Works, and think that we've come up with a much better solution, where four of the works would remain in on site and boxed up and protected for the work. If MTC is willing to move the path to be more adjacent, to be south of its current proposed location. Let me show you here. Right on this diagram right here, this is the north side of under 80, where there are orange or purple diagrams, those are sculptural footprints. And the black line that you see there is the current path as it's proposed. We, as the Public Works staff will say to MTC, let's rethink this and put it south of there so that all of the sculptures can be basically where the path would be, two of them not having to move at all, and two of them staying in their current location and orientation, but moving south. This would move the fence on the south side 27 feet from where it was posed. Because the path and the sculptures would occupy that space, Public Works endorses that. feels comfortable with the proposal. And so the revised fence would now be right along what was proposed as the path, right? It would be on that edge. And the path would come south. That still needs to be brought to MTC and have them willing to install it. We don't think the BPAC will be offended by that. It will be a more pleasant path to have those artworks adjacent and lit next to it. So we think it's a better solution for both the pedestrian environment and the artwork. And then on the south side, there is only one work that's currently not in the fences, and that is the representation of Joel Hannon. And we think that's kind of, the path is kind of edging onto him, but with a very slight modification that could probably fit, and there's some electrical boxes that probably have to modify that configuration anyway, so it doesn't need to be moved. And the work that is the large work that is holding the Emeryville, the two girls holding Emeryville, is currently between columns, and moving the fence behind that work will allow it not to be moved. And then the two other works, marked here in orange, that are smaller works, if they get moved up in line with her within those columns, they will be viewable by the path, more proximate to the path, and just move forward. Yeah. But this one would not move. So that's the girls. Yeah.
They won't move.
They won't move. They'll have the fence right behind them at the columns. And so
these two will move. That's okay. They're small.
Yeah.
Only 9 by.
Yeah. And up here, just as she's picking them up, I have orange around those that will move and purple around those that are able to stay after this proposal. The ones that are dashed are presumed to stay if the path can be moved. You are being asked to take action tonight to inform MTC that that is preferred. Because right now, the motion that the PAC has on the table is that they're going to move south of the path, so there's nothing really to talk about. But if you're interested in this alternative, you can make a motion, understanding that it can only be partially implemented as proposed if that path doesn't get moved, but the intention of your motion is to inform MTC that you're interested in it. And currently, Public Works think there's a high likelihood that they'll be reasonable about that and not be received. So the ask tonight is not anything about budget or scope of the work, although there are a couple questions about that. Previously had a cost estimate that was very high. We at the time asked that could there be cost savings, and one of the things we were looking at was insurance. There were very high costs of insurance being considered. And we've thought about maybe that a fiscal agent, somebody that's already carrying those insurance, might be a way to cost effectively insure the project. So that might be something that we discuss as a project alternative to move forward with the artists doing the work. The city is prepared to store the four works. It's no longer 8 works, so the 4 works that would need to be stored for the duration of the MTC project, with the assumption that their reinstallation and the unboxing and restoration of the 4 works on site would happen after they've completed work and didn't have equipment that could rent the sculptures and so forth. And so that this would all be phased to be after that work was completed. The storage would be for that time, but wouldn't be carrying any costs because it would be the city storage. So those are two strategies for saving money. And of course, the change to the project of not extracting 4 major sculptures, the biggest of the 4, reduces the cost of the actual labor and equipment that is needed. So it is overall expected that the project is less expensive now. And the artists have said, would the PAC have any interest in recommending for the City Council that the project, as it moves forward, potentially have, given the proximity of the fence, because in on the south side, it's right behind the works. It's going to be the columns, the works are fitting within the columns, the back of the column is where the fence would be. It's a total of 7 feet. That it's moving back. So it'll be pretty proximate to the works. So for example, the artist that's in the top corner over here, this room right here, the thought was that perhaps a painting could be attached to the fence.
So here you go. Lulu already drew it out. Easel painting, fence to the fence.
And the thought would be that this would be only done if it could stay within the original budget, that you, as an action, said you didn't want to add dollars to it. The other cost of the project is the lighting. There is some lighting that will be put into the project for the path. So at this time, it's thought that maybe we don't move forward with the lighting for the art until that's evaluated and I understand what that lighting is. The artist indicated there'd be interest in if at least the Emeryville, I want to show them this one, if that one could at least maybe have the shadow to keep it for just that element. And if the lighting scope is now smaller where it's just to fill in what the pedestrian light isn't.
But they do the lighting after the work is installed in the walkway there.
Right.
So then you can light the art, maybe?
Right. Is it going to be on the roof?
Yeah, it'll be on the roof. Because these girls are between the columns, but the walkway will be in front of them.
Okay. And then the fence directly behind it.
Yeah, directly behind it. Right. And we're hoping to take the fence and engage the fence as part of the project. So this would be like either a shadow of the sign or treating the fence like this is a big gate behind there, like a gateway for that one. And the tourists will be moved up. And this will have they're right now looking at a map that shows my house and Lulu's house. But we could put on the fence, we could put a sign that says, this way to the city hall. And on the other side by Wheelchair Willie could put a sign that said to the merino. So it's the
right there.
Right.
And Wheelchair Willie will be very close to the sun. On the north side, the two pieces that remain, they'll try and make that fence as close to those sculptures as possible because they're trying to create defensible space and they don't want to leave. The fence on the north side is a black fence.
Chain link.
Similar to what's there now.
Now it's going to be, I
don't know what is proposed.
We'd like to have it be not chain link.
The south side has, there are various ways you can treat fence with artwork. I mean, that could also be rolls.
We can do either one. It doesn't matter. I just aesthetically like the other type of fence.
Right. I don't think what I'll say is the PAC doesn't have purview over the fence.
No, we're just curious what type it would be.
Right. And I do not have that information.
But I'm just wondering, because it's like, how does it look with these new pieces that you're suggesting? It's like slapped on with the chain fence method.
No,
it is not a chain fence in like a cheap residential establishment. It's a
I'll make it a certain dimension.
It is as drawn here, that is more the feel of what it looks like. Mm-hmm. It is black with significant structural elements at say every 6 or 10 feet. And then a tight weave chain link in black behind it. So it's mostly going to, like, that gate that she described, it kind of looks like that on the north side. On the south side, there is a temporary chain link silver that is, as I understand it, they are hoping to improve with the project. Whether that's city or MTC, it isn't answered. I don't know. Hopefully, they'll both be attractive.
The chain link one, a black one, is 8 feet tall, and it's on 8 feet, the posts. So, yes, I would take the structural part of it as those posts for me.
It's not attached to fence. It's just a long fence. Okay.
Yeah, it has to be by post. I don't want people to take it.
Yeah. I love the idea of putting, like, directional signage in.
That would be fun. But behind the guy, we'd like to put a
skateboard
in that. So, yeah. And with the dad and the girl, I don't know if I have that one. Oh, we thought we might put a kite with the dead in the group.
How many additional pieces of signage are you thinking?
They're not by people. They're not as big as complicated. They're just objects that would be next to them, like their accessories. So how many would it be? About eight.
Is it safe to assume that you know that you're happy with this proposal?
Well, I'd love to not move any of them, but I appreciate the compromise. Because you have to, because it's really hard on our work we cut.
Would you prefer them to be left behind fences?
No. I prefer a perfect world where we didn't have homeless people and they didn't need fences.
This project does bring up all the social questions. And,
so is that the purpose of the fences?
Yeah. Almost again.
Well, they were
but more there is a concern that what's happening in every other city, that there's a pushing to every available space. San Jose, for example, just routed out 600. Berkeley's I-80 interchange at Gilman is completely fenced to the curb.
University up in the, as you come along, it used to be that little area.
Yeah. Aspen.
It's all for a while.
Fenced and removed.
Oakland's like completely barricaded, like, you know, concrete walls.
And so this is a compromise that makes the intersection that where others are looking very brutalized and unwelcoming, there's a compromise here that at least softens. Well, that really rough edge.
So you guys, that's all the sculpture had lighting. When the homeless moved in, they knocked down all the lights so they could sleep there. That pathway is used by pedestrians, moms, walkers. And it was very dark without the lighting in there.
Yeah, so the thought is there will be specifically pedestrian lighting along with. And then a second phase of this project would be adding additional lighting for the artwork after we understand. But it might be able to be done with DC Electric, who's putting in that pedestrian lighting. That'd be a cost of good. So the
surprise that they were even that such a major thoroughfare coming from the police department coming that way. I'm even surprised that they were able to establish encampments that quickly.
There have never been large encampments under that location.
Yeah.
Perhaps for that reason.
Yeah.
But there have been tents and mattresses and fires and, you know.
Yeah, they fires. The painting, the artwork has fires, but.
People use the artworks as tables.
Uh-huh.
Skirts that flare up. So, all very real urban public art questions. And this feels, because it is potentially such a barren and brutal landscape, like maybe the kindest, softest welcoming that could be put in place.
Is that the only alternative for dispersion? Bother?
There are rocks on the south side. That is another option. It would be expensive, and the fence exists, and the rocks would need to be delivered. But Public Works did think about that as an alternative.
Yeah.
If the PAC was very interested in that, like it could might be a collaboration where maybe those rocks are painted as bugs or picnic elements or, you know, something that's brought through and integrated with the project. But it will be much more expensive.
You know,
I mean,
it's just the people are going to be packed on the other side of the fence on both sides. This doesn't go away, you guys. It just moves temporary. And it's till we decide what we can do to help homeless people find a way. It's just stopgap. So, and every city is putting fencing up there.
Yeah.
And we do need to light that path.
To your point, I mean, it's only because, man, people cut holes through fences. So it's like the fence is only like, it might work, it may not work.
Yeah, and it might be because the police station is so closed. There haven't been people cutting into the fences have capped as those pressures have been. There are people who are in the estuary. There are people on the edges of this
where right. The community garden where we live. And it's periodic, you know, they come and they go.
Mm-hmm. Ashby shell mount area comes and goes.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah.
So I don't think there's anyone who's saying that this is the ideal solution, but it really felt like a very effective, to Vicki Jo's answer to
this question. I appreciate this.
A collaboration on a better solution. And so staff are confident in recommending that because the better solution than what the PAC was faced with and given as an option at the prior meeting. And so the request is for the PAC to consider making a motion to revise the project to recommend the path be moved south and that four works remain in place throughout the project and that to the extent that it could stay within the budget that was previously, maybe some other elements in it could be as many as eight, but maybe it's less than that, depending on how the insurance shakes out and the cost. We would then be seeking a budget proposal from the artist. Vicki Jo does need to recuse herself from this vote.
I will.
but is available for us to present as there is. Was there any other element besides that? And then if you wanted to include the possibility of shadow and lighting and the design of that work, that would be the components.
This is very much to open exploration of this.
So this would be to support the point that there would be a budget and a proposal for the additional works, the potential for shadow, not one element that would be brought back that you would take action on to then recommend for its commission to the city council. But right now we're really just looking for the scope that we're talking to MTC about, right?
And this isn't going to delay it. The contractors are receptive to this. It's not going to push this back too far.
The art project or the MTC project?
The MTC.
The MTC project, we think that they should be able to move forward with an adjusted path, right? It's not, we're not adding concrete work or a different configuration. We probably would be keeping the same orientation and pads, you know, those that are proposed. It's just that instead of going this way to them, we're going this way from them.
But so it's not like a whole new plan.
I may come back and have bad news, but the intent is that you are assuming that they'll make a decision based on their cost and how much it changes the project, that it's insignificant and therefore they would do it. If it's significant, I'll probably be coming back and saying they're not willing to do it, right? If it's going to change timing or if it's change cost or if it's going to change materials. But the thought is that what we're proposing is not a significant delay or cost to the project, and that MTC, understanding the benefits that come from this proposal, should be able to.
Thank you for that.
So if there's Ron.
No, I was going to motion, but.
Yeah. Okay, so Mike made a motion.
Did I make a motion?
Did you have a question?
No.
Okay, Mike made a motion and Ronald seconded.
Yeah.
And is there any discussion? Are you ready for a vote? Okay. So the vote is to recommend the project be modified to keep four works in place, and for four works to be moved either directly north or south from their location to be aligned with the works that are being retained. For those works to be kept, the four works that are, not being cut or removed. They would be in place for the duration of the project. City would store, you don't need to write all that down, but the city would store the other four works, and then after the completion, so back to the motion, and then all the eight works would be, four works would be returned in new locations, four would be where they are, all would be restored, and as up to eight smaller objects to be attached to the fence to the extent that can be kept in the existing proposed budget would be considered for further development.
And lighting
was a separate, was budget, but I think at this point, maybe might I recommend that you consider that lighting be developed, and that lighting would be expected to be reviewed and developed as a second phase. So the idea being that MTC is making this path, putting the lights in, they're then restoring the works and putting them in, and then
who is MTC?
MTC is the Metropolitan Transportation Commission.
And they're part of Caltrans?
No, they are the 9 County Regional Transportation Agency.
So you may want to know if they're getting the go-ahead to put in.
Oh, they're putting in lighting.
Oh, they are.
They are putting. So the reason we're saying wait is because MTC's project includes pedestrian lighting.
Okay.
And we think that there won't be able to be a design and an understanding of where the gaps are, which works can't be seen with until we understand what that pedestrian lighting is. So right now, the motion is four works remain, four works are removed and go city to be stored. All are restored in alignment with each other between a path that is moved south on the north side. Right? That's the key thing about your motion, really what you're doing is saying to MTC, the PAC has said we ask of you that you would like to to accommodate two of the works not being cut or moved and the others being aligned with that currently is. it's that your original motion had been that eight works would be cut out, stored, and put back in a different location. You're now changing the location. All of them are in, and you're changing that four of them aren't being cut out. That's
contingent on the location of the path, not the
right. If the path, the public works is the body that's deciding where the fence is, and they're good with right behind Willie's Jump. We've gotten buy off on them, right? Like that's the line it's going to go across, and Willie and the family with the father and daughter are going to be right
behind
the fence. And so I might offer that it may be more like four elements, right? Because some of these works aren't going to be so close to the fence, depending.
But yeah, it just depends.
Right. It just depends.
And so, whether we actually take only three, we have to cut out Wheelchair Willie. I'm hoping we don't.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting. So it's just rough right now until I tell us where the thing will be.
So the motion here is to endorse moving the path south and leaving four works in place, assuming that path. The nuts. And that lighting will be evaluated after pedestrian lighting is installed as part of the MTC project. To understand what the art ongoing. And also the other part of the motion that you're also considering is up to eight works to be attached to fences and any cost saving realized from the variation of the plan. So with that, Mike's made it. Ron has accepted it. And no further discussion, I can do a roll call. Ready? Salma?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Erica?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Vicky Joe? No, you're used. Rick?
Yes.
Corinne?
Yes.
And Judy?
Yes.
This has been a potentially quite complicated and fractious project, so good work, F3.
So what Ron said, like the fence is almost long term temporary. So is the plan to is the idea to do this as like a quicker fix and then they're gonna get phased to it?
No, I think the idea is that the city is asking MTC to do as nice offenses as we can get them to do.
Okay.
And the city would consider
okay.
if they're not doing if we can't get them to do that that we'd be doing.
And but so like
it's temporary until something better is we'll put up with that.
Yeah.
The
city.
Emory they'll put up that if that last one is expensive.
I'm
sure
we're
gonna
be in
there like visually more pleasing than because I feel like
that's well, even that rod arm fence needs, if it was a not a chain link fence, it would be far better. You could put finials, you can make a steel fence look very nice.
Yeah, I mean, I get everybody's doing
but
it.
But a chain link one.
Chain link
looks
right.
It's not. Yeah,
yeah.
But it will work keeping them out. Well, they'll be on the sides, but they won't be on the fence.
I mean, it's just such a hot panhandling spot. Like,
yeah, they'll be there banging by the side of the road. That's what I'm saying.
Like, they just hit all the cars if they come out.
That's right. That's where our house too. But the lighting, you guys, is so important. This pays a safer path. Not this right now.
No.
The pedestrian has to walk by right by the street.
Yeah, I'm for that. I see a lot of runners.
Yeah, that's why the runners here. Runners and moms going shopping and elderly trying to cross that street.
Yeah. South side is because nobody stops at that red light there.
Nobody. And you better watch when you're going across.
The red light that says no turn on red?
Yeah. I don't think how the traffic camera works because the city was making a mint.
You just make money off those cameras.
And you guys, there's going to be a lot more people moving in when they do those two towers by the public market, affordable housing towers, by the public market. That's going to change.
Oh, you mean where the grocery store is supposed to be? Those are turning
behind the park.
Across the street where the Wells Fargo was.
Right, there's going to be two big, like 97 units.
Oh, wow. Where's the best? A couple years though.
Where Danny's currently is not currently somebody who has a license.
I am trying to get to Google Earth, and it's hard to do on
that. If that goes, there'll be a lot of people down there who need to get across that road. So, now that we have caught, there's grant applications for the city of Richmond for community grants. So if you know artists who want to work in Richmond and have community ideas.
That is at announcements and member comments. We are not yet
there.
Sorry, I've been trying to get to this location. Actually, if you can try and
think about it, coming into conference.
Chrissy.
Yeah.
Karen, can you bring us back to information?
Yeah, so we're going to move on to agenda item 6 for information items. Starting with 6.1 collection conservation.
So, Rowan Greger of Preservation Arts and Arrow have gone to every work that is owned by the city. Sorry. And evaluated it, and they've ranked, and I'll bring that full piece to you in November, but I just thought give you the highlights right now. They estimated the kind of work that they would do, them actually doing refinement to the works, not cutting them, not moving them, so forth, that it would be $330,000 for the entire collection for the deferred maintenance. And that about $200,000 of that is for just 6 works that were ranked the top priority. So they ranked works as either being one, kind of needing improvements so that the works weren't further degraded. And visibly deteriorated, and then 2, that maybe there was like deferred maintenance that you could attend to it. It would be good and perhaps avoid problems in the future. And then 3, you didn't need to do anything. Sitting in the interior and it's good to go. And so the works that were all ranked as number 1 were Pumpers and Sparky on the fire station, Neighborhood Convergence that you just took action on tonight, Look Closely, which is a set of stone concrete works on the upper, the northern end of the building, Peninsula Telltale, a work that was fully restored and relocated in 2012, at a pretty high cost. And so this is now maybe $40,000 to deal with the rust and the lighting there. So there is a question about does Peninsula Telltale need maintenance every 10 years or 5 years or like how to maintain it in the harsh environment it's in. And Gateway, the mosaic work that went in 2017, it had been hit by vehicles probably coming out of Brookard. And so I think they said there was something like 80 tiles that are missing and how that is complicated by us not having like procured a bag of the tiles at the procurement. And so one of the things Preservation Arts might advise the city on is about what we do in our procurements to facilitate our maintenance. And so another one. The reason, unlike the others that were maybe water or rust, this is missing time and also some graffiti. And then Reflection of Time, which is a fountain and storm work. They are not talking about restoring the fountain, but just graffiti and work that in that public park that is on those stone works, removing the conditions of that. So it's 6 projects that represent about 25 separate pieces. We wanted to do this work to be able to scope a retainer with them, a annual contract that we have prioritized sets of restoration. So there'll be an action item before you in November about how to scope their ongoing work and attending to some of these different features. And as some of you may know, around you at that time, there is a special fund that has been set aside for me and that is about $260,000. And even if we're using that fund to pay for the large cost at Neighborhood Convergence, which will deplete that fund, Yeah, by policy, it will continue to be refunded. So it'll go to that before it will go to a new capital.
Does that come out of a
It'll come out of ours. But the Corpyard, a current project of the city, is subject to the 1.5% of our municipal ordinance, and that puts 0.5% of the project into the maintenance fund. So usually it's just, you know, you're taking it out of what you would have available for capital, but it is going to be replenished in part by that the project that is occurring for beer. High cost project.
What is the amount that gets put back in?
I think it's 1% of the total fund, so the fund goes down, it'll, but right now it's sitting at like 200. That is 1%. So that is the separate item 6.1. I'm not asking for any action, but are there any questions folks have about that? And then your 6.2. Not the location. Yeah, have a location.
Yeah, no, trouble is. Oh, you can move it here then.
Yeah, it's not on the freeway though. That's why. That's why. It has to be this side of it. You're in the trap there. There's a lot. This is that steel thing that's in your back. The visual art grant. Packard Jennings is, I need to touch base with him, but he's the last of the 2024 installations. And he is going to be featured in Art and Culture Month and have tours that are going to his works and maybe meeting him there. So that is. Realize he officially has till June of next year. It is 2 year cycle, but hopefully by June. And then a business license mailer will be going to additional properties to ask if there are more properties, but currently there are about 20 that are available in this cycle. So the last cycle took 7 of the locations off the roster, but some additional sites, particularly some locations that had seawalls or another moment, particularly because after the capstone, there was a discussion you all had about mosaic, and those locations might be more appropriate for a mosaic installation. EPD is also, they saw fires on a mural, and they're like, we want one too. And Juan, people see his mosaics, and they say, where's another location? And the lobby of EPD, which is a pretty stark, unpleasant kind of, you have a phone and a wall.
that's a big location, though.
Yeah.
It is very cold.
But so one of those mosaic, like a cheerful mosaic in that location, durable, could really change the location, the kind of scale that is we've gotten under the visual art grants. So it seems like that'd be doable. Space that it
is. Is the train station, can we do stuff? Can someone bid the train station?
I don't know yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I won't tell
you. I'm visiting that right now.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, just to see what.
Let's talk, because I've also tried to talk to the Caltrain.
So I don't know, but I'm trying to.
Yeah.
But I did just also, I'm having everything, all the sculptures are being cleaned right now in anticipation of.
Lovely. Thank you.
That's
really sweet. 40th I need to talk with CJ Chen. You gave your recommendation at your last meeting for them, and so the next step of them being bringing forward design development using the standard MTD, which is Municipal Utility Traffic Control Devices Handbook, that says the bike looks like this when you're on a bike lane, so they incorporate that bike and then put these elements on it or around it or, you know, the background of it. And then a standalone, you know, like a circular element that would be attached to signs that didn't have that. Like, yeah.
Can I ask a question about what was there's that can push back businesses on those streets that are being closed up. If an action was taken on that, that would affect the art environment and where things could be. What's the status of that? Is that discussion? Is the council looking at it?
The council looks at it. The action would probably come in the form of a lawsuit, which, if dismissed, could be quickly dispatched. And if not dismissed, I would come back to you and let you know about the timing.
But that would really affect.
Yeah. If in anticipation of the lawsuit elements were changed, that might affect the larger sculptures that are proposed in the cul-de-sacs.
Yeah.
And that is the point of contention. Right? That's what businesses are upset about.
That's our concern.
What?
That's our concern.
Yeah, right. It is likely that the sculptures could be accommodated in some ways if there was any kind of comfort, right? If it was a right turn only, kind of, then there'd be a half plaza as is proposed in two locations and sculptures were accommodated there. If the plazas were completely eliminated, which I don't know that they would be, because the reason they exist is there's a two-way cycle track. It is adjacent to each of those small streets. There is no signal control at them. And so people tend to look at the direction cars are coming, and then they turn. But here, the design is people are coming this way on a bike, perhaps fast, and without anyone looking. And so that was why those streets were closed. The ones that remain have traffic controls. They have signals at them. But it is controversial, certainly, and that is a reality. There are QR codes that are out there. At this point, the only thing I've heard the council entertaining was the possibility of thinking about Sutter's impact, but that is very unusual to delay given all the grants. I mean, this is a fully funded project that has all of its grants with its grant timelines, and so that would start to be an issue if it's delayed more than tens of millions of dollars that are available to that project. But I think the project, the engineers working on the project assumed that it will be resolved in our favor and that we would, there just may be some delays.
But that is the construction plans for the art things would also be pushing that too.
Yeah, we are just trying to get to these wayfinding elements, which there's no reason these wayfinding elements wouldn't be part of the project. It could be elsewhere in the city, for that matter. So that's as far as we are going right now, and then reassess establishing a timeline with the artist about the project. We've given them $25,000. They haven't asked for another step of that or a notice to proceed for anything. So I think the exposure of any risk, if the project disappeared, they'd be paid $25,000 for a design development of wayfinding elements, which is a pretty good deal. the mural program, because there have been so many murals put in through the visual art grant, and RCCD, we have not done a new call for the murals, and I don't recommend that you initiate that until either you decide to do that because you have a very specific call you want to do in lieu of the visual organ, or it comes out of that process. You know, you have a site and nobody proposes on it because it's just too big, and you're like, wait, we really want to do something. You know, I think you as a body can see if that problem presents itself. I don't think there's anyone in the community right now saying, darn, I really wish the city were doing more murals. There were people who joined the PAC saying, I'm on the PAC because I wanted that to happen, but the visual art grant kind of fell.
So I think that we should put a bid out to do a mural for the fish.
And you don't think it could be done under the visual art grant?
I don't think it'd have to be if he applied and other people applied, and it could even be for more money. And I think we should put a grant out for mosaic of three fish.
So to include in the visual art grant?
No.
No, to have a separate call.
To use our art calls where we're picking out more art and paying more money for art.
Are you willing to see if something happens under the visual art grant, and if it doesn't, then do that? Because there's no staff capacity to do it before the visual art grant.
No, sure, see what happens afterwards. But if it this way, we could pick which that project could get done. And I think that if they bid it, the judges will pick it. That there'll be mosaic and there'll be a painting at the police station, especially put the policeman on the phone.
I think the question I was asking is, are right now you are moving forward with visual art grants that don't have any specification.
Right.
But the staff are presenting to all the artists locations that include the facade of EPD and the lobby. And so there may be proposals and go through that process. And a call for a mural for that site would need to be developed after that. And so the only question is, should the police station be taken out of the call because you don't want to consider it for visual art grants?
That's what her question is.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm right.
Really good.
My
next
suggestion is, if
there's
a mural,
and
the mural is okay, or do people want a mosaic? Because a mosaic, there is something, and the visual art grant is not the cover.
I think the only place a mosaic would be is in a very small space between the elevator and a phone that's about the size of Juan Lopez's installations that he's done for $17,000.
Right, and he used to do them for $10,000.
Right.
But,
that
costs in 2026.
Well, I'd like to get his money. I'm not opposed to his money. Yeah. I just like to make sure the two artists that they want hit the police station. And, and I'd like to be not just 7 grants, but actually my brain's like 10. But we have to separate those two out to make sure those people get it somehow. I don't know how to do it.
So this isn't an action item?
No,
So if you want to change the visual art grant, when we get to future items, you can ask for that for the November meeting to review whether that came out. Whether EPD is removed from the visual art grant potential sites. But I think in November, I might be just bringing you a list of sites. If you have it as part of that.
Think hard about the sites, you guys, because there'll be a lot of artists applying for these grants, and there'll be good art.
The bus shelter, Jennifer Mazuka, is currently in. Was installed on September 1. Wall, and this was intentional, while her residency at Bay Street is occurring, she has a community event on
Sunday.
So I think it's going to be fun. If you look at the walls, I think it's a fun thing to be. And it sounded like from RCCT staff that her residency outcome, the object that she's going to provide, how did it come out of that event? The new cycle, this was the first of this new cycle, phase 8. So we're working on a bookmark, and we are working on the contract for Robert Ortbaum. And he had a question about maybe changing the layout, and I've said for now that that isn't part of the program, but it does raise the question about in future cycles if there would be some flexibility about that offered.
What does that mean?
He didn't want to use the frame the way we were framed it. We put three thumbnails down at the bottom, text both about the Art of STEM program to the left of that, and then
on the website?
No, in the shelter itself.
Oh, he didn't like the way we.
He wanted Yeah, he wanted to put a work, like a large lurk, and then like a key to those works on the inside for the outside inside and the outside. And we've got a new graphic designer who we haven't pissed off yet. So not yet. not now. And so, but it is something. When we hired that graphic designer, I had said to her, did she want to play with perhaps a different layout? She said, not now and this kind of is the first question that's come up about possibly doing that. The purchase award, you just made a panel for that. It'll be on the 2nd. Tomorrow we'll be taking that to the city manager for them to approve. It's always fun explaining to a new city manager why they're approving it and who they are, so we're going to have to figure out how to help. The Facebook page and Instagram are getting less, are being used less because the intern who was doing that is now not here, but also because the city is being more active about posting on their Instagram and Blue Sky accounts. And so whenever we have an event or there's a news flash, it's also going there. So I'm trying to figure out if we can more effectively use that strategy because they have larger followings anyway. The Art Center, for those of you that are following, that went to the City Council on September 2nd and is now engaged CCS. The name of the firm, and are expecting a work product by the end of December about kind of what the funding world looks like.
The last question about the Art Center process. I know we have representatives who are on the committee to meet with them. We never hear what's going on, and I think it's an issue of paramount importance for us. Don't we have someone?
No one on the Art Center Advisory Committee.
Well, I would like to get regular reports on the status of it because it's not very transparent. It's an opaque process. We don't, they hired someone, but we don't know what they're doing.
Their scope is public.
But I want to know where they are in scope, what they've done, what their plans are. For example, the new proposal talks about the new people doing the outreach. They were supposed to do outreach and they never have it. I'm concerned about the process not being supervised well or they're not. Maybe they're doing it, but I'd like to know.
What calendar, when do they meet?
I am not certain of their calendar.
But again, if we get reports back and we have questions, the people who report back can't answer those questions, only the people who are doing the work.
Correct. I'm just trying to figure out who, the only person I know is Archana.
Oh.
She's on that committee, and she just told me they met, and that they were hiring those people, is what she told me.
They've had their kickoff.
I'm saying we don't have any way of following what's going on.
We have previously said that we would do it by way of this update. I had no other update.
Well, no, that's all you have, obviously. Right. But, yeah.
If I know more by October, it'll be one item on this same thing. And if there's a milestone where it makes sense to me, certainly we would bring that consultant or Chad could come to this body for a milestone. I imagine there will be at least one milestone, which is reporting their findings by December, right? Or maybe it's in January to what was released in December. If there is a desire before the work is finished, then, I don't know how that's...
The report is from the consultant, right? But the consultants there, the team who are doing it, are doing everything, so they'll just stop with it.
Gene Johnston?
Yes. I would like to know what progress they're making on this stuff somehow. And I think the committee should hear about it. We need to follow the process, not just hear what
the post. Do you know who's the chair of that committee?
I don't know if they have a chair, but it sounds like you're asking for Charmin and Jean to come.
Well, I'm just asking that we get information from on a regular basis as opposed to on a milestone basis. The city council wants to step on a milestone because they can't follow everything else. We meet about art every month. We can follow it.
Sure.
I think it'd be appropriate.
I would be happy to have the next update after they've been hired at the next meeting, which is a special meeting where you'll be at the public market next month. So
the second, is it the second?
It is the second. So it's a week early.
At 5:30.
At 5:30. Public market. Your PAC meeting is a special meeting at the public market rather than here, and it's on October 2nd rather than the 9th. So the regular schedule of the committee is that the October meeting is on the first Thursday rather than the second because of the major celebration and the purchase award. The only item on the meeting is to select is to make recommendations to council for the purchase award.
Oh, that's nice.
Still 5:30.
And it's still 5:30.
At the exhibition.
At the exhibition. So our people, I saw Erica at least, and I heard Judy ask, is that a problem for that date, or do I want to make sure we have quorum?
I just didn't have it in my
So I'm not here.
You're not here.
And when do you get back? When do you get back?
30th October. End of October.
She is missing every single day of art and culture.
No, the public art exhibition is up to November 2nd.
Oh, wonderful.
Maybe I can come back.
Yes.
I'll have lunch.
Yeah. No, I'm really, we planned about 9 months back in early.
I understand.
Yeah.
Vacations never come where
it's fair enough.
Yeah, we always have to give something up.
So, the Rotten City Cultural District has significant updates. And attached to your packet, there was one is the special event. 15. Two was that there are what? No. I would fire that with this one. That's what Jennifer put up on Instagram. And the city newsflash used it too. Okay. By the way, we didn't have it. But let's see.
I should send my glasses. Do you need your glasses?
All the time, but I don't like to let people know.
Oh, my goodness. You'll get over that.
I got it bigger. There we go. Okay. There are events from October 3rd to October 25th. The reason I have pulled up my calendar is because one of the most complicated is October 12th through 18th. So that's what's up there. But let's get us there first. October 3rd is the Celebration of Arts opening. Actually, before we even get there, September 16th,
which is next Tuesday.
There's a proclamation for Art and Culture Month here in Emeryville. You are all invited to be there for that proclamation. We have a very big picture. It's at 7:15. If you don't, that's okay. The partners for the cultural district have been invited, and understanding they're planning to attend. And this will, its main purpose is both to acknowledge the hard work, to also, the county always asks for an acknowledgement part in Humanities Month, which it is also doing. And it is also to kind of let the public know that this is happening in advance of it happening. But so that happens on the 16th and Tuesday. The Friday, the 19th, there will be a Toy Story's 30th anniversary movie in the park at Doyle Halls Park, and
September 19th,
which is a Friday, which is of next week, is going to be the opening of the Rotten City Cultural District's traveling booth, run of show booth that has been constructed for this purpose, and it will go from Doyle Hollis to the Celebration of the Arts to
Harvest Festival.
And then we'll be at every event as I now describe. But the first week is like art opening and welcome to Art Culture Month. So it's at this booth at the Celebration of the Arts at the Harvest Festival.
Yes, yes.
I took a picture on my phone of it, but I don't think it's on my computer. Our local artist, what's his name? Tim, what's his name? Remember, Erica?
Is it Pat?
Pat O'Neill. Here, you can pass that around that way.
You want me to explain Spooth?
Sure.
Go. Okay, so Spooth, like a box. It's essentially like a pop-up living room.
Pass it all around. Get it back to me.
Pat is a local artist. He's designing the mural that goes on the box, and if they will travel, we'll have information about Rotten City Cultural District as well as the Arts and Culture Fund. And so someone will be in the booth talking about the district, talking about Arts and Culture Month, how to sign up to the database, what events are coming up, how to go to the event for Arts and Arts, between all of that. So this will be a traveling pop-up booth that will show up at almost every event that's happening now.
Great.
Yeah,
I was
going to
say, pictures
if you, what
is it?
French guess.
That's the
favorite.
You'll
see it.
Pictures.
Yeah.
There
it is.
Thank you.
So, is there a,
so everybody has to, every tour is doing a separate event, right?
So, this is like a,
correct.
Okay. So,
it is the poster for the event.
For example, this is what the banners look like, made by yours truly.
Oh, very good. And I love it. Right?
Nice.
Play with your food.
Excellent.
So each event has its own banner.
I have one.
I have not yet.
Okay.
There are. I need your information. So I'm creating a banner like
this. I think Teresa's in that sheet that I just sent you yesterday.
Okay. So essentially, each one will have a banner, which can also be cut into Instagram squares and go on Instagram posts. So they're all functional. And then they're also going to be printed on square postcards that will be double-sided as well. So I like utility and multifunction. So I like to do both.
That's very nice.
One that's what that will look like. And
we'll
then
send that to Ant.
And then also, these will have separate event regs for people to RSVP. Some events are paid, some events are free. So it will say on there, some of the paid, well, like for instance, the play with your food will have some comp tickets.
It's them quickly. They're expensive.
So none of this has been published yet because I want to get all of the events rights up and we have more tours and actually implemented and need to get their
very vision.
That map that's
for the public art map.
No, it's for, there's, for Wareham Tour, there's, somewhere this lives, our new marketing director found it. And you, I think, sent it. But anyway, there's one for us that has pink squares on it. Uh-huh. It's got a bunch of arrows.
And when is the Wareham Tour?
And I had replied and said, how do I get the sticks?
Right. But there's another one that doesn't have the pink squares, which is what was linked to, that you said you just wanted the two things removed. Amtrak, 5800, which it has that. You can use that one. Okay.
I didn't see that.
I think we'll talk about
okay.
it.
Okay.
Sorry. And then, do you want to go over the schedule of the event? So you said,
yeah. Okay. You get to wear that hat elsewhere. So the
Pixar school, the Toy Story.
I haven't gotten it.
The 19th?
No. You're each telling a different month event. September. September 16th, proclamation. 19th, Loyal Hall. October the 2nd is the PAC and the selection panel. 3rd is the opening night for the celebration of the arts. 4th is the Harvest Festival. That's a day event from 11 to 5. That box
is it the 4th or the 5th?
4th. It's Saturday.
Saturday.
It's the Saturday. Then the following week will be this week up here. The following week, then that Friday will be Pixar's Beyond the Lamp show, which will be the opening show of the Celebration of the Arts Gallery Space at Gallery 4509.
And what date is that?
That is the 10th. It is opening with Pixar. What a way to open. Mm-hmm. While the Celebration of the Arts is having their show in parallel. We also, Groton City Cultural District did a couple mini-grants last year, you'll recall. Some of those still have some outstanding deliverables in the performing arts, so they might be combined with that Pixar show, or they might be at the Harvest Festival, so salsa dance, composition. So, yeah, musical. It'd be great. There's at least 25 artists that are already there. There's short, there's print art. There will be raffles for Pixar tours.
That's rare.
That's rare for 10 lucky winners. That Saturday, the show will go until when, Erica? The Pixar show?
It's up for a month.
So a full month. That'll be open. We'll find out the hours and provide that. But so the next day, kind of, the daytime version of that, and maybe some of that stuff, like maybe there might be the dance or the music that's done during the daytime after that open. And then the next, nothing happens on the 11th.
Yeah,
what happens on the 11th?
The public art show at the RCC, the gallery opens.
Oh, I thought you were doing that 7th.
That's the session.
Okay, got it.
The show
opens on the 11th. It's good we have everyone here to discuss all the things that are happening.
From 1 to 5.
Is the
hours of the gallery.
Okay.
Wednesday through Sunday.
Wednesday through Sunday. Oh, Wednesday. Just for that week.
For that month.
So it'll open on October 11th. And then
closes on November 2nd.
For me.
Yes, for you.
Second, not 7th.
At least one thing can join.
She gets to go to this show, 1 to 5, Wednesday through Sunday.
Sunday.
So then, on
1
the,
to 5.
Then, on the 12th, get to this colorful representation on the screen. On the 12th, John Bowers will be leading a walking tour from the north end of the Greenway to Sherwin Community Garden, where there will be a garden social at the end of that. We'll likely be seeing the new Rotten City Cultural District sculpture and Packard Jennings birdhouses.
And the garden mural.
And the garden mural, which will be part of the Harvest Festival, will be the painting of a mural with ECCL's kids who are doing the designs that are then being implemented at the community garden.
That'll be great.
Many, yeah. But after he closes that tour, he will go over to Darren's Pottery, where Clay With Your Food will be having a emceed event by him with celebrity chefs, potters, and scientists at a catered event supported by the Cultural District with $150 tickets, but there are 50, maybe 40 comp tickets, so look for them. We'll let you know. The next day is Indigenous Peoples Day. It is a holiday for the city, but my thought is maybe this is a way to do some daytime tours. And so I am leading three tours that day, two for the Seawalls murals. And with that, because the city has newly launched under my project management, Sea Level Rise Activities, we're going to have a zine that goes with that mural and talks about how citizens can participate in actions around sea level rise. And we're going to talk about how those murals are a way that art has resulted in action and talk about the question of art needing action. That will be at 9:30 and 5:30. And then in between, there'll be a barking tour that goes all around the city that follows a very similar tour to one that Anna Padilla, a planning intern who offered an art tour to the Latino planners of the North American chapter of APA on Sunday and met Chris Granulo at his site. It was a visual art grant. It's the longest mural in Emeryville. And met with me at the public market and met with Jennifer at Bay Street. So they toured a bunch of public art and talked to the three of us in the course of that. And then I'm going to use that same tour for the biking tour, which also can be done from bike share, and we'll start from here. The next day is the Art Hop, which is a shuttle. There are only 15 spots. So if you, the PAC, want this to be your tour, it is up, and you can go sign up for it, and you will be, it'll be you and four of your friends, and that'll be the tour. Not a bad way to do your next version of a retreat. If you go and sign up for this, we're going to start at the public market, go to a lit sculpture, go to another lit sculpture, go to a bar, do a couple lit sculptures, go to the bar, come back to the Celebration of the Arts that's going to stay open and have coffee and water, where we started, and if you came by car, which we don't recommend, that's where you get sobered up.
What day is that again?
What?
What day is that?
That is on Tuesday the 14th of October. If you look at, if you go to RCCD's Eventbrite, like you either go to Eventbrite and type in RCCD, your Rotten Culture, you should get all the ones that she just showed you that already exist. Some haven't been created, but for those that have been created, which include this one, there is a link. You can buy your ticket. It's $20. It pays for the driver. You've got to pay for your liquor stuff. There will be a way. What is it? We're going to have Celeste's of previously the BPAT. I'm going to lead tours of the Senior Center and about a dozen other elements on San Pablo Avenue. And she's going to do that both at 10 and 1. Partners are meeting at that same time. The open studios are going to be open from 5 to 9.
How many people signed up for that? I've just talked to many people at the Artist Co-op and they don't know it exists.
I have a meeting with Sharon tomorrow at 1.
So I'll tell you, she's been telling me there is no artist.
I know. So we it will involve at least Loft of One's Own, and if there aren't that many, we'll open City Hall so that people can come in and use the autocast audio tour and see the over 25 artworks here in City Hall that many people have not seen. So at a minimum, it's those two things.
Well, it affects the artists who want to participate.
Perhaps.
And that's why.
I think it should be as many as can, and I think we should fix that problem. Absolutely.
People already applied who think they have to clean up their studio and get ready for open studio that aren't on map, and they should have 25 people on it. Somebody really needs to go
through that. I thought it was going to be along down to,
yes,
but I'm totally for compound.
There is certainly an interest in having open studios at Compound Gallery, Compound Gallery has not stated the
Are there any other galleries like in Hollis or any artist studios?
There's Zentner. There's Loft of Wonder.
Can the one that has Othello be open for that?
That's a Loft of Wonder. Yeah, it's going to be open.
Okay, good.
And definitely any artist that thought that they that wants to participate should be
made. So if you want to do your open studios, get.
We're going to send out a newsletter and link so that people know to sign up.
Okay, good.
So
and
Thursday, 5 to 9. Correct. Overlapping that, and part of that is Wareham doing a guided tour through their space.
When is that?
4 to 6. It's supposed to be
4 to 6. What day?
That day, the Thursday, the 16th.
Yes.
It was the thought was going to be that people were going to be going throughout the city to open studios.
Yeah. And to the extent that people sign up for that.
I have many friends who would like to come see your collection.
And they're separate from the school.
Yeah, this is absolutely
yes, true. The school is the day before.
Yeah. Or so is there a minimum amount of people on the dirt?
No, I mean not.
I think the max is like 25, right?
Well, you know, whatever.
Still take whoever.
And where do you want to meet in front of
the building? It's in the event, right? It'll be in the link.
Yeah.
Okay,
that will be separate. This one, though, it's a weekday, so you expect people to come?
That's why it's at the end of the day, right? So people say, I'm gonna leave early today. I'm going to go in a little early to do this before I've gone home. Like, we didn't want to do it at 6 and have people have left.
Yeah.
So it's kind of skirting that, hey, I'll go join this. Leave a little early to make that happen. And then on my somebody needs to invest in battery for my
17th.
The 17th
is the opening reception for the RCCD gallery. Public, it's called Stamped and Approved. It's about how public art projects were made. So you'll get to see the drawings, materials, the public art, and how it was done. So come see, it'll have new public artists and old public art. And at least 10 public artists will be there.
So these are all individual artists?
Did I get Eric? Yes. Okay. And Anne and Mildred and everybody I asked is doing.
Wonderful. Great.
And all from Emeryville?
So 10 that I asked are doing
in Emeryville. They're not necessarily Emeryville artists, but they have installations.
Installations in Emeryville. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yes. But they're open. They're all East Bay artists.
Correct.
My husband moved to
LA. Well, Anne has moved to LA, but she used to live at
Golden. Absolutely.
She's coming?
No. But she said we could use her images. I think she'll love to see that postcard. Okay.
I have a church over there if you want to put it in. So her show is on the 17th. There are two tours that happen on the 18th. One is the Emeryville Historical Society, and another is the Berkeley Historical Society's representative. And she'll be doing bingo. With kids and the required parent, but if you know any kids that would like to see Emeryville's art, David, I'm looking at you. This is for 4 to 8-year-olds. I'll also contact like our after school program and those we have in the school district about having kids have access to a public art and doing bingo as a way to engage them. But they're planning to be at Ann Arbor's sculpture for their snacks. Take care of the end and the historical societies later that afternoon, going up the Greenway, but also the other areas where they've done historical classes. A cultural aspect of the and that gets us through that week. And then we are doing the about your 25th.
Oh, 25th is Saturday, And from 3 to 6, we're going to have the arts administrators for Oakland and Richmond and San Jose, and Judy and Amber and Jeff Nathanson. He was the director of the Richmond Art Center and at the Sonoma Art Museum. He'll be on the board. And Daniel, I can't pronounce her last name, from San Jose. So they'll be there to talk about public art's future and what it means for community, along with the artists in the show. About six of the artists in the show talking about probably the pitfalls and some of the things that were good about cities and working with cities towards getting public art done with developers.
And is that two separate panels, like one, three, no, four sitting, or 3 hours with those 12 people?
It'll be 3 hours with those 12 people. And we'll have, I'll send out ahead of time questions, and then everybody will probably have 5 to 10 minutes, but they, I'm sure they'll just talk to each other.
October what day?
And that could be Saturday from 3 to 6. 10/25
And the 24th, that is, there's something, what was I going to say?
Thinking two words going to be?
Oh, it'll be at the gallery.
Oh, yeah. That's
right. And I'll give, next time before we meet on the 2nd, I'll give you the information again.
And the 24th is the tentative date for the opening of the Fertile Ground sculpture for the Powell-Hollis intersection. And that will be both a celebration of the sculpture, but also the project. And for, I should mention that I bought 500 glasses, 3D glasses, blue and green, for the mural that is just south of that sculpture, so they'll be available for that event. And then
the purple green and blue,
red and blue. Dystopia for the sculpture just south of this sculpture. And the closing of it all is going to be back at the Celebration of Arts with the poetry reading from Sarah Brinsky's poetry workshop that she does, where it's poetry about art with music accompanying the poetry speaking. So it's about as meta you can get about arts and culture. And the booth, we'll bring it back for here, maybe.
And you guys would love that event. They might be music there. But it's kind of fun to see what art people pick out to write poetry about. And they read it.
Yeah.
I was gallery sitting. It was great.
This is Celebration there?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, the Nancy Park importance of Celebration?
It's going to be the middle of it. So it'll be like the 18th of October. And Sarah's workshop, if anybody's interested in signing up, goes fast. Is like the 5th.
Yes, I know. Who, you guys would love it.
I have done it. So that is Arts Culture Month, which just takes a long time to even say what we're doing.
I know. This is the first one.
This is the first one. There were definitely things that moved out or moved in. Ronald, I want to talk to you after the meeting about something that we might talk to you about a partnership with, if you're interested. So don't run out if you're available. The thought is, after the cultural district's state funds run out, which is anticipated to be sometime between December and June of December of this year and June of next year, that the database, possibly the residencies, the film festival, and this month, with some version thereof, like maybe using the visual art grants to make sure that there are installations that are happening in October, right? Those to, like, we, with this award in 26, we may have a variety of those being installed in October so that they build out, you know, instead of
events, and openings,
right? Events in October to
celebrations,
and then maybe there's 4 residencies instead of 11, or you know, the but that's going to be
at least 10,
right? So that's going to be coming to you, the PAC, to think about how do you continue to support the visual art components of the cultural district so that that stays the brand and the infrastructure that's built about it and maybe bridges some of the space between the film festival and the Art and Culture Month that are anticipated to be two big branded artistic events.
Can a video artist apply for our art grant?
If they like applied for the projector and we're going to install it and then have art running at least 40 hours a week kind of thing, yeah, they could. That would fit. But if they if it was to develop the content that did that was only going to be temporarily
and done, owned by them. So if they did a grant, it would
We just have to talk about that.
Oh, I just talked about how to fund videos.
Yes.
What about
yes?
And was there going to be an electronic art map
for cultural district? Well,
so no, that they were built in the film.
Yeah, that they would the map that we the square map. I thought that was going to be electronic somehow.
We have that map as a PDF available on the phone.
Okay.
We have also mapped every single piece of public art, and it's on the GIS that you can look at your phone.
Okay.
So if you're like, what am I staring at? And you can hit that button and have the artist, its website, the dimensions, the media.
Okay. And that's on the current city website.
Yeah.
That's I looked at that for the first time today.
Well, I'm good. At the very bottom, I'm supposed to ask you.
Well, it's because our new marketing director, I was telling our PR, we were in a meeting with our PR firm and her, and I was telling them about everything that was going on this month, or in October, and she pulled up after our meeting the things that are about wearing.
Right.
And I went to the site, and it's hard to find.
So
which is
three things.
Yeah.
One, they're at the bottom of the very front page. If you were at Emeryville website, the very bottom of it, there is a survey where only 20 people have taken the survey to give feedback about the website. So if you find it hard to navigate and so forth, that's the place to do it.
And my other question is...
Wait. Let me just finish the two more things before you ask the question. On the art page, the page has been reorganized to have who you are as a user define kind of what's going to be in your drop-down menu.
Mm-hmm.
Wareham is featured in two of those different drop-downs. One, I'm a visitor that wants to go see art in real life. I'm coming to Emeryville, or I live in Emeryville, and I want to go see it in the place it is. And that's got some books there, where Wareham, it sounds like there's mirrors, but Wareham and a bunch of other sites like Bay Street, and that's where the pink boxes are.
Right.
Bay Street. So there are places you could go and tour a bunch of art in one location, just looking around. And so we have some lookbooks for that. But then separately we have, I'm curious about the art, and I don't want to go out of my living room. I just want to look at it on my phone. Maybe I want to create my tour, and I want the information to do it, whatever. I'm a visitor, and there are a set of lookbooks that are under that. So, and they're not exactly parallel, and there's probably some cleanup that, in addition to the specifics of yours, but kind of a structure between those two. Like, because they're an overlapping universe, and maybe it's exactly the same thing that's in both of them, and they just talk to each other. But we took apples and oranges and moved them into a new structure, and now we're seeing where they sit, and now we're going to clean it up.
Okay.
Your question.
I remembered a conversation where there was going to be also there was going to be a city website for city business. Then there was going to be a touchy-feely.
510 Media?
No. Emeryville website that would be about, and that's where the art stuff would live.
Yeah, so it's all living under recreation. And it's about, like, things that you go and do, and it's the touchy-feely. And under government is the back end of, like, community development manages the art program.
You know, like it's not.
Okay, so go to the recreation part.
It's under, if you go under recreation and then public art, you'll find all the pages.
Okay, great.
It's literally recreation, public art, and then everything.
Okay, thank you.
And if you type in public art in the search bar, you will get brought there to the front page. Okay. It has definitely got a much better search engine than it used to.
Okay.
It used to be you'd get like some staff report about, or
you never know what you would get.
You never knew what you would
get. Right.
But it wasn't the front page of the public art page.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You know, we always had to search for things.
Yeah.
But it is, I would say, on the plus side, it's better navigable, it's better organized, more intuitive as a user. I think power users or people who used to use it won't find things in the place that they used to because it has been rearranged to be better oriented to a user from somebody who's never seen the website finding it.
It was also to attract, as I recall, it was a conversation I thought I had with Chad as well, that it was going to be, you know, for instance, it would talk about just all the industry, different.
That is the 510 Media website, which has not been developed.
Okay.
It's a separate website for marketing and
right.
stories right. and narrative.
Right.
And that is that is a separate.
Got it.
Okay. Still coming.
Thanks.
What were we?
Well, so if we entered just the word grant, art grant at the top of that search on our website, would art grant come up?
I don't know the answer to that, but I will say that the first button on the public art page is, I'm an artist, I'm looking for money.
Good.
You click on that, it's got visual art grants, bus shelters, purchase award, capital, how does that happen? Go to major projects, find the developers that are
having. Okay.
Yeah, no, heard.
That's because I tell them to go there. I just want them to find it.
Yeah, it is the first button. I'm a visitor. And then, you know, I'm a developer is down and it takes
work.
No. So, one of the biggest problems is that the old website links, if you do searches, you will find the old website. If you go to the Emeryville site and then you go to it, that is much less of a problem. But like all your bookmarks, they're gone. All your links in other websites, they're gone.
Okay. I'm going to try to use it tomorrow.
I see it.
I mean, really cleanly organized.
Yeah.
Yes.
What would you, maybe afterwards?
Yeah, just going to the visual grants is just the deadline.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
So that was the website, visual art grants for the States. My computer guide, I don't know if you have them on the phone. You had them on the phone. The banners are going in on September, a date to be determined in September after we're able to tour. So Sharon, myself, and Trent are figuring out where those locations will be on Portland and Homeless. And then there are 6 banners that were designed by Basma and Cesar during their residency, 3 by each artist, and then some collaboratives between them. I think you might have seen a little bit of this last meeting. They were attached to your packet. So if rather than seeing them on Judy's phone, they're on your phone, in your packet, should you navigate there. There will be, I think it's 50 banners being put up. Busy time. So that is Rotten City Cultural District update.
Let's see. Beautiful. Yeah, very nice. That's very good.
Is that?
Yeah.
One of the 6 banners that are being put up in 50 locations.
The bus line.
That's very funny.
Yeah, very nice.
Can I see that?
Is it?
No.
Yeah, it's gotten enlarged.
Oh, that's nice.
So
these are all owned by
Cesar and Basma, who
are
this one, Cesar, and the Rocky City Cultural District. Oh, okay. July was to produce these pieces.
That's
not fair. Nice. So it's reflecting for the partners, and then the South Bay Front Bridge and the community gardens.
Good. So how tall they are? I mean, are they
8 feet, but they are 18 feet up in the air when they start.
Okay.
I don't know that that's accurate. It might be 10 feet. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't think it's.
And they are on what material? Like
vinyl. So there are examples of the dimensions and the material here in City Hall, and then this layout. The city and Celebration have previously done banners, but we haven't had a commission for quite some time. So this is first long. Longer than the Celebration of the Arts, which monthly annually puts in the banners. Neighborhood divisions we just talked about. There's Sparky was in that proposal, so we'll talk about it.
I'll wash it up before the tours.
Excellent. You're a good neighbor. You're inspiring everyone to go polish their work.
You are. I use the face wipes. Take that off. Your coat right off.
It's
anything that takes the dirt off your face.
I've done it annually to both, but DNA will be lit. Is lit.
Mm-hmm.
It's still not as
bright.
It's bright as light, and it's going to need some work done after.
There are no new private developments installing art at this time.
And those developments are done.
There is the biggest game in town is Sutter. It's such a large development that it might be reasonable to think about, instead of $9 million of public art, maybe it's a much bigger split from the art foundry. That's something. And maybe you advise on, since it's art and public places money, are you prepared to gift that money for the art center out of the fund, or a transfer of funds from
that'd
the
be great.
And it might be that it's done at the development agreement before it comes back, but, you know, I think everybody understands there's need, and maybe we don't need $9 million worth of art on the front of this hospital. I mean, you could want it, you could do it, but hospitals always do a lot of art inside, and that's a bear to manage, and I really don't want to. I want them to curate their interior works and whatever they do
for the program.
Right. It's great work for an art consultant. They're all going to come work on
that
problem. But I don't want to do that job.
I was at an East Bay Economic Development Alliance conference all afternoon. Chad was there as well. And Sutter was there. And I don't know if she's a CEO. But anyway, she said that the hospital they thought would be done in 2028.
Oh, wow.
So
good.
That's sometimes lined up with occupancy, certificate of occupancy is one of them.
Oh, yeah, that's what,
yeah.
That's a good thing for a public artist, that certificate. It makes people pay you.
Yes.
They can't go enter their building unless they've paid for their public art.
No. Generally, if they're spending millions of dollars on
work.
Yeah. Sometimes they don't. You'll hear it from there, is that last 10%. They don't want to get there. So.
That concludes my lengthy update. We are now at.
Oh, look at video artists. You should look up what LA and New York do about public art for video artists. Well, you should see how they fund them. If they fund them with grants, how they look at video art. It's so common now.
Part of Rotten City Cultural District scope is to install a projector. So once we have that as infrastructure, it's possible that we could just have a mini call for content.
And then it would be part of our video collection.
That'd be cool.
Then go on cable TV. Oh, somebody's wanted to find cable TV.
Great for us.
No.
So anybody who has more grants, remember to tell other artists about them. But like I said, community grants in Richmond. Got the Richmond Arts Center. Winifred Day.
Okay, the last part.
Her name is Winifred Day.
Winifred Day.
Yeah. It's the director of arts and.
Do we have on there the Richmond website the grants?
Uh-huh. And she's a good arts consultant too. That's how she. Mm-hmm. There's other gig. She did the Port of Oakland all down that.
So can we adjourn?
Yeah.
This meeting of the September 11th, 2025, Emeryville Public Arts Committee is adjourned at 7:46 p.m. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
Wednesday, if it comes up, it's given on the phone or computer, too.